Okay, so a quick clarification just from one of the questions yesterday. So in question three, what was the Naf community between the Gershom and the Yad Ramah? So Ephraim said beautifully yesterday that the Naf means whether or not you need to use the Bidera Keva, right? Whether or not you need to do the Ikr Malacha for whatever you're using. So Rebbe just wanted to point out that that was Dafka within the Shita Mekubetzet. Right? Dafka within the Shita Mekubetzet, that's a Machlokas. Why? Because what does the Shita say, according to Ben Yehonatan, that his third answer was that how to use the Beit Abad all year long for storage. So therefore, how does this apply to the Naf community between the Gershom and the Yad Ramah? So the Yad Ramah would say that, no, that doesn't work. Using it for storage is not the Ikr Malacha. Rather, actually using the Beit Abad is the Malacha. Therefore, that would not work to the Chazakah. As opposed to Ben Gershom would say that according to Shishita also, that would still be a Chazakah, but Kisimi, any use would be able to create the Chazakah. Right? So just a clarification yesterday. Again, the Naf Kamina is about Derech Keva, but it's also within the Shitim Betet as well. So just a quick clarification, then we'll go on to the questions today. So I think Ephraim got up to 5 yesterday, right? During the 6? Okay, give out them. Let's go. There's two perushim. So Tosot had two explanations of the makshan of the Gemara. So what's the havamina? So he said just like Shermuad, the Morakama is a huska shaskin, and the machzik will then get it. So since maybe the Morakama was mocha in this case, therefore no tanu would be needed, right? So our havamina is that maybe there's no need for a taina because the Morakama was mochel, so therefore there's no taina needed. That's the first pshat within Tosfot. The second pshat is a little more complicated. He says that the machzik claims he bought it from a third party, right? But we said it's not a good taina for two reasons. Why? First, there's no raya, right? He doesn't say that he bought it in front of me, right? The lashon is kimei didach zafan minech, right? He does not claim that he bought it in front of the Morakama. That's number one. And number two, the middleman didn't even live there one day, right? And this is where Rabbi says it's important to keep in mind, right? In order to seemingly establish it by the middleman, he needs to at least raise a dar be'a mocher chad yoma. So if he didn't do that, that also takes away from the taina. So these two reasonings, according to Tosafot, it is a taina, but it's a weak taina, so it's kind of like not even in the category of a taina bichlal. Therefore, we consider this as a case of there's no taina at all. Right? That's a taina that, according to Tosafot. So we go further. Ma kasha rishonim aperasha echad b'tosot. What's the kasha? So all the rishonim ask on Tosot, how can Mechila give him the right to all of a sudden have the field? But we know Mechila works by Mechira and by Metana. But who's to say that Mechila will work in this case? And this is the kasha of the Ritva. Right? The Ran goes further and says that Dafka by Mechila does not work by Karka, and we learn this out from a Gemara in Kiddushin. Right? I'm not sure if Rabbi asked for the Dafka. So Rebbe didn't ask Dafka ask for the source, but outside this Gemara and Kiddushin, there's a back and forth over there. We learn out from that Mechila does not work by the case of an Eved, and we make a Kavachomer. So our case, that does not work by our case either, because Kinyan Guf to Kinyan Akarka. Again, that's a side point, but just in terms of where we learn it from, it's important to Chazar to get a little bit of the fleshing in the background. But we need to know that the Kasha that we shown him is that Mechila should not work by our case of Karka. So therefore, case that Bir Berka Shmuel B'Shem Hagiro Salanta B'Dasoto. So how do you explain our Gemara then? So we explain as follows. If the Morakama was not Mocha, then his quote-unquote Mechila is like a Matana, and as if he said, Lechazik V'kni, right? It's kind of implicit. Right? Even though he didn't say Dafka that he was Mocha, by him not saying anything, that gives him the ability to acquire the field. So he said, what's the Raya to this? Is the Raya, Yesh Tavi, Lesod Zeh, Negamara Mem Aleph? So we brought a case. What's the case? So Rav Anan had a field, and it was flooded. So Rav Anan put up the fence, but he put in the wrong spot and a little bit into his friend's field. So Rav Nachman said, okay, he needs to give it back. But Anan responds, no, he saw me put up the fence, didn't say anything. And we know that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yehuda say that if someone sees him putting up the fence and doesn't say anything, the chazak is going to happen on the altar. Rav Nachman then responds, no, we don't paskin like them. So then Rav Anan goes back to Rav Nachman and says, okay, fine, even if you don't paskin like them, this should be a mechila, right? Because he helped me put it up. So he responds, no, it's a mechila b'taos. But what do we learn out from this? The Rashbam explains what Mechila is going on over here. So he explains that there are Edim, that the Maknet of the Karka, right, he was Maknet to me because he helped me do it, and it's as if it's Lechazik V'kni, right, the same idea that we said with Baruch Ber explained, right? So it's the implicit Mechila is like saying, you can go and acquire this field. However, what does the Rashba say? Ketzedecha Rashba Raya. So how does Rashba push off this Raya? So Rashba explains that the case of Mem Aleph is different than our case is because the guy's doing a Maiset, right? So if Anan put up the fence, but seemingly his neighbor helped him put it up. So therefore, we're willing to say that implicit mechila was as if you're saying lechazik v'kni. But in our case, the morakama is not saying anything, and not even more than that, he's not doing anything either. So therefore, we can't apply this idea of mechila being equal to lechazik v'kni, and therefore the two cases are different according to the Rashba. Awesome. Let's go on to question 7. Ha'im yishetoves metatalin sarich taina kedeliskot. Lama. So the question is, someone that was tosa metatalin, do they need a taina in order to be zoche what they're holding or not? So comes Rabbeinu Yonah and says, there's no need for a taina. And we gave two reasons for this. The first is that metatalin, we follow the muchzak, right? If the guy has it in his hands, we assume it's going to be his. And therefore it's going to be on the person that's making the claim, right, to bring a raya, right? Motzim mechavera alav a raya. So if it's in your rishus, we assume it's going to be yours. So therefore, there's no need for you to make a taina. Rather, it's on the other guy to seem some have some reasoning to take that from you. Furthermore, even if you want to say about metaltalin, it's a raya brura, even without a taina, we said that the idea that metaltalin is strong because we have the notion that people don't usually steal. And because people don't usually steal, if you have it in your possession, we're going to assume it's going to be yours. Therefore, there's no taina that are needed according to Rabbeinu Yonah. However, Haimish Lekatan Chazagas Metaltalin Fiyaksos and the Nitivot the Mishpat. So the Ksos Achosha and the Nitivot seemingly argue with Rabbeinu Yonah, because Rabbeinu Yonah says you do not need a taina, but comes to Ksos based on the Rambam on Perachet that you do need a taina. But he quotes the Shulchan Aruch, he quotes the Lashon of the Rambam, but the Laskano is that by Cheskas Metaltalin does not work by Katan. We said this also applies to Charash and Shota as well. The Nesibut agrees with the Ksos that You do need a taina. However, he says that we can be tainin for him, right? Even though a taina of the katan means nothing, because not a bar das, he agrees that by a taina, by a katan, you can be toin for him, and therefore that's going to be a good taina, and therefore there can consequently be a chazaka, a metaltalin, by katan. Right? Obviously, the machlokas between the ksos and the sivos is whether or not we're tainin lei, and based on the fact that we can be tainin lei, that has an effect whether or not we can create a cheskas metaltalin by the case of katan. And just to really flesh out what's going on over here, the Ran explains that they both assume you need a taina by metaltalin. What's the reason for that? So we say there must be a reusa in the chazaka without it, right? If you have a chazaka without a taina, we're saying it's not really a great chazaka, therefore it's not going to work. Therefore you need a taina both according to the ksos and the nitzivos. And we said there's maybe one exception, that's maybe the case of Yorshin, right? That the only time that you not need a taina in that case, because it would be assumed that it would be yours, but nevertheless we assume in general you need a taina, otherwise there would be a reusa in the chazaka. So then the question is, so this is one correction the Rebbe made, right? So we said, Keitzad Yochel Katan Lisko Bemetalta Nega Taina Marakama, and this is according to Ksos, not the Nesivos. The original packet's in Nesivos, the Rebbe said this is Dafka according to the Ksos. And why does that make sense? There's a question on the Ksos. Because the Ksos says that the Katan has no Chazaka, right? Because he can't be towing, we're not towing for him. So if that's true, then how is a Katan ever able to hold on to his field, right? He's not going to be able to hold on to it. So we say, no. If he has Edim, that will be a good enough source for him in order to hold on to the field instead of making a taina for him. So that's why he can hold on to the field through Edim. Awesome. Let's go right there. Elamite mata macha shalom b'fanav lo taim macha. Ma teichu gemara lezeh. And now we're going to spend the havamina, the maskana of the gemara according to Rashi. So the question of the gemara is that, so we're going to start with the question and then we're going to answer the teretz as we go about it. So the question of the gemara is as follows. Is that maybe a macha shel b'fanav should not be a good macha. Why? Since we learn from the din of chazaka from Shamuad, they need to be in front of the Bailim, right? Ha'ada ha'oed b'balav. You need to be dafka in front of him. And Rashi explains that the reason why I make this assumption is because macha and ha'ada have the same purpose. What's the point of making the macha? It's in order the mastic knows that he should hold on to the star. So too in the case of shore, the whole point of the ha'ada is to make sure the baal watches the shore. So therefore, there is a connection here, and that's the havamina of the kasha of the gemara. Yet comes the answer to the gemara and says, no, there's a pasuk by the case of shore, and there's no pasuk by our case. Therefore, a machash lo b'fanav will be heard by the machzik in our case, because we said chav decha yilei, and therefore the two cases are different. And therefore, the reason why you need to be in front of the baalim in the case of the shore is not what we thought before, the whole idea of the baal being watching over the shore. Rather, it's about being machesh to Eidim, right? But in our case, the goal of macha is obviously different, and therefore it's going to be different than our havamina was originally. So that's how Rashi approaches the sugya. What about Tosot? Right? Kesef perisha Tosot b'kasha the Gemara. So Tosot says that the kasha of the Gemara is as follows. He says that if we learn out from Shor that Machash Labafanav should not work, then maybe the Chazakah should not, our case, should not work as well. Why? Because the Markama does not have the ability to create a Macha. Meaning as follows. The only reason why someone is able to be maxed at the land is Dafka in a case where a Macha is able to be given. Right? If the Markama cannot make a Macha, then we're not willing to say that the maxic can be maxic on that property, because there's no assumption that he's, the Markama is letting him do it. Because the Markama say, okay, I can't make a Macha, so then I can't make a Macha. But it doesn't show anything about whether the maxic really has any bialis per se over that property. And we know that the Shita, quoting the Rush, explains this a little further. Right? The real question by Macha Shel Bafanav is as follows. Right? If we say Macha Shel Bafanav doesn't work, the Chazaka will therefore consequently not work either. Right? The answer to the Gemara is that no, Macha Shel Bafanav is a Macha, and the Chazaka can therefore be made, and therefore that would be a Raya. Right, so again, there's a connection that Tosos is making between the Macha not being able to be made by the Marakama to the Chazaka being created by the Maksik. The question then is, what's the Machlokas between Rashi and Tosfot? Right, so we explain as follows. Rabbi said is actually going the Shitaso, right? That Rashi lines up with the Ramban, and Shita and the Tosfot line up together as well. What does this mean? So we explain as follows. The reason why Tosfot read the Kasha differently is because he held that the shtika of the Marakama is the Raya Brura, right? The lack of Macha in and of itself is a Raya, and the Marakama is therefore being quiet, showing that he's seemingly letting the Maksik have this land, right? There's no Raya from the lack of the Macha, since the Marakama is obviously letting the Maksik do it. However, the Ramban is not focused on the Marakama creating the Huska Shaskan, rather he's focused on the Maksik creating the Chazaka. How? He said that by the Maksik being Muksak, right, it's not about a Raya or anything like that. Rather, what's the purpose of the Macha? It's Mivata the Chazaka, right? Since once he makes a Macha, obviously the Machzik cannot become a Muksak anymore through Achil alone, then he's going to need a Shtar. But taking a step back for a second, the Rashi must be assuming that the focus is not on the Murakama being Huska Shaskan, and that's creating the Chazaka. Rather, it's about the Machzik creating the Chazaka, and the role of the Macha would be Mivata the Chazaka. So it's not, again, it's a focus on the Murakama versus on the Maksik. Right? Tosfos is more focusing on the Murakama and the Murakama creating the Chazaka, while Rashi is more focused on the Maksik and the Maksik creating the Chazaka, and whether or not the Macha will be Mivatel that and then not allow him to make the Chazaka. Awesome. Let's go right there. Question 9. So Rebbe threw in a monkey wrench over here to kind of see if the guy is paying attention to put all the series together. So we'll get to what I mean in a second. Lama lefi Rashi ain makabim eder shelo b'fanav. Sorry, shelo. Start again. Lama lefi Rashi ain makabim eder shelo b'fanav baldin. Lo b'fnei baldin. So Rashi explained the reason why you daf can be in front of violin is he needs to have the opportunity to be machish to eden. What does that mean? I threw that term before. What is machish to eden? Machish literally means to kind of like contradict or to what's it for? Some of the seed. The seed. Compete maybe. I think compete. And this compete, may reject, all good words, I'm not an English major, either way. So, I think it means compete, but either way. So, what's the point over here? So the whole point why you dafkin need to be in front of the Baal is because if the Edom are lying, that gives the Baal the opportunity to say, wait a second, you're not telling the truth, right? We want to make sure the Baal has that opportunity. So that's why we say you dafkin need to do it in front of the Baal, so you can point out that you guys are lying. What's the proof to that? What are you laughing about? Shkayach. Beanie said cross examine. Beanie's English major. Shkayach. Not actually. He's a Bima major. Vaiter. Ken Riley sold me Divya Gamar Bavakama. So, what's the proof to this? So, we tell a story where they closed the door on a child, and not like on the child, but like when he was there. They ordered to create the Chazaka, right? The son of Yirmiyah closed the door and established it in his Rishus. But Yirmiyah's brother said that he is Adam that his father gave him the house. So, Rav Avin said that you cannot bring Adam Shlomo Fanav. And we answer that this is not befunded because Yirmiyah's son is a katan. And because he's a katan, that's not going to work. So that's going to be Edim Shlo Befanav. What does that mean? How does it arrive what we said? So we said, Rechana Wasserman explains that based on the fact that a katan cannot respond, right? He's lav bar das, he doesn't have the opportunity to have the achasha, right? And because he doesn't have the opportunity to have the achasha, we therefore say that Edim doesn't work. And that shows what we said with Rashi also. The whole point of being in front of the Baal Din is to give him opportunity to have that achasha. And if he can't do that, then obviously it's not going to work. But because Katan can never do that, it will never work by Katan. That's the Raya from the Gemara Bava Kama. The question is, though, what's the exception? Right? Matay yachol lakavel edus afilu shelo b'fnei baldin. According to the Gemara, b'kamen, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, dafka on chavtes. So first we do the Gemara, and then we get to Rabbeinu Yonah. So the Gemara later on that daf, explains in the case of chole, or some other reason why seemingly the Baal can't get there, we make an exception in that case, and we say the Edom can be shelo b'fanav. And what's the reason why? So the Rashba points out that the pasuk that we use is only a smachta b'yama, right? It's really derabanan, and therefore in the derabanan case, we can say eshatacha kiriyavidami, right? Therefore, it's a b'yavid case, so we're willing to say that even though in a chinami, there is a pasuk, but it's only a smachta, so we can allow in this case to not be in front of the Baal Din, and that will work in the case of a chola. That's the exception according to the Gemara. What about Rabbeinu Yonah? So this is actually Rabbeinu Yonah we saw recently. Right, this is in the sugya of Mar Zucha, right? We had the case of a couple of answers. We had Abaye and then Rava, and then Mar Zucha came for the third shot. So all the Rishonim trying to figure out what is this answer of Mar Zucha. So Rabbeinu Yonah's perush was that Mar Zucha is not introducing new Edim. Rather, how does he understand the line of the Gemara? So the Machzik does not know if the Marakama will come and make the Macha, right? Again, this is the case of the Sochrim, right? We're trying to prove that he lived in this house based on the Sochrim that he rented out to. But we're worried that the Sochrim are going to be Gael Eidus because they're going to have to pay back one of these people, so therefore maybe the Eidus should not work. So how does Rabbeinu Yonah get around that? So he explains that maybe the Eidim should come before Beis Din to testify before the Marakama comes. Because once the Marakama comes, then they're going to be considered Gael Eidus. However, before he comes, they're not be, so therefore that should work. But what's the obvious question? If they're giving edus before he comes, that's shelo b'fanav baldin. Right? There's no b'fanav baldin. So how is that going to work? We just proved in this Gemara on Rashi that you need to edus in front of the baldin. So how could it be that Rabbeinu Yonah is now suggesting that they can give the edus if the Marakama hasn't come yet? So we give a similar answer as we did in the case of Chola. Right? The Rashi explained it's only... But he said, really, by sure, it's Dini Nefashish, it's Dini Memonos. But even so, it's a Nesmachta B'yama, it's really Derabanan. And because there's a Shas Tzchak, that because if the Murakama comes, the Eidim will be Nugela Eidos, and then you're not going to have any proof. So we want to give you the opportunity, so it's a Shas Tzchak. So in that case, we're willing to say, you can be made, even if the Baal Din is not there. Again, so usually you can't, but these are two exceptions. One in the case of Chola, and one Rabbeinu Yonah's Pshat within Mar Zucha, about letting the Edim come early before the Marakama comes. Right there. I think we're going good on timing just for Bini, so that Mincha. Bini will be happy, Baruch Hashem. Okay. The goal of life is to make Bini happy. That's the Yisod. That's the Yisod. Okay. Question 10. Ma'adini Mashor Kirov Nikotav Maxi Kirov Echilatav according to Raman, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the background to this is the Mishnah Bava Kama. The Mishnah Bava Kama asks, when is Shor Tam or when is it a Muad? So Yehuda says, only if he has a negicha on three different days, is he going to become a shor muad. But Ramir says, no, three pamim. So what's a machloka? So the Gemara explains that Rabbi Yehuda says Hashita is based on a pasuk, and Ramir is a sfara. What's a sfara? We say that if on three different days we can create a chazakah, then on the same day, all the more so. Why should we not be able to create a chazakah? But even though we pass in like Rabbi Yehuda, we say that maybe the svara of Rav Meir still exists, right? Because otherwise, how do we explain Hochei Usha? The Hochei Usha, seem we learn it by the case of Shor, and seeming this idea of you can applying it to the case of Achila. So we explain that everyone agrees with the svara, but obviously in the case of the Pasuk, we therefore would not apply. But let's say a case where you don't have the Pasuk, right? In the case of Achila, that's not a case of Shor, so the Pasuk doesn't apply. Therefore, Rav Meir's logic would then apply. And where do we see this in our Gemara? So Ramir is actually brought in our Gemara. We said that in the case of Shor going on three different days, right, he can be muad. So Ramir says even earlier. And we said this applies to Paris as well. Let's say you eat Paris three times in one day. Why should that not be able to establish a chazakah? So we said, fine. So eating three different Paris in one different day, how does this work practically? Because we know by negichot, you can't have three negichot at the same time. You need three negichot independent of each other. And if we're talking about fruit, that all the fruit, if they're all grown at the same time, how do we see it as three independent eating of the fruits? So Rashi explains what the case is. In the case of Te'inim, they grow, but they actually ripen at different times, and therefore consider different achilos. What's the example of this? So when the first Te'ino was ripe, right, then you eat the first one, but at that time the second wasn't ripe. And when you get to the second one, the third one wasn't ripe. So therefore you seem to have a case where it's three different occasions all on the same day. And that's the Havimina that we can learn out from Shor, at least according to Remeir, that just like on 3 days you can have three Negichot, so too in the case of Achila, you can have three Negichot. And Adafka should apply in our case because there's no Pasuk, right? Again, everyone agrees that the Sfarah of Remeir works, but because we have a Pasuk by Shor, we're not willing to apply Remeir's Sfarah by Shor. But by Achila, by Achila's Paris, where there is no Pasuk, we therefore should seemingly apply the Sfarah of Remeir, and therefore apply the Chazakah even within the same day for Paris as well. So then we explain Ha'im Efsha Limbo Nafkamina Lamaisa Medin Kir Nigichotav, and we're going to explain. So is there Nafkamina Lamaisa based on this? So we said there is. So Harav Meir Bartinu, it's funny because it said me Bartinurak, but I think probably some is just a spelling mistake. Bartinurak, quoted in the Torah, would say Meshiva Ruach 90 times on Shmini Atzeret. And we know that a chazakah established after a month, i.e. 90 tefillot, and he wanted to establish a chazakah early because, let's say, one day he had a suffix where then he said, Meshiva Ruach Amir Geshem, he can therefore rely on the chazakah that he said it 90 times already. And his proof was that he said the Gemara Baba Kama, right? That seemingly you can make a chazakah closer to each other instead of just over a certain amount of time. Renu Peretz disagrees. He said tefillah is different than Shor Muad. Why? When it comes to Shor, he has chazakah, and then the din changes. But by tefillah, we're trying to create some sort of habit. And this takes time in order to create the habit. So you can't just change your habit after just saying it 90 times, boom, boom, boom. Rather, it needs to take the actual 90 days in order to create this as well. Not 90 days, rather 90 tefillot, which would be 30 days, which would be in a month. The question then is, though, what's the assumption of Rav Meir Mibartinura then? It's seemingly he's making a good taina, Rabbeinu Peretz over here. So we say it must be they have a machlokas about what Shor Muad is all about. That Rabbi Meir Bartinur must be explaining that. Sorry, I keep saying Bartinur. It's Rutenberg. Okay, why don't you guys correct me? Okay, it's good. I think I realized that because I started looking at my notes. I'm like, this doesn't make sense. I'm thinking the wrong name. Okay, the Mishnah Yomi is getting to my head. It's good. So, Rabbi Meir of Rottenberg, yeah, pitched the Mishnah Yomi Chabura. Baruch Hashem. Okay, so Rav Meir of Rottenberg, I don't know if I wasn't correct me before, Rav Rottenberg has this whole case. So what's his svara? So it must be assuming that Chazakah of Shor Muad is revealing a hergel, right? So then how do you explain this fundamentally in terms of machlokas between Rabbeinu Peretz and Rav Meir of Rottenberg? So Rabbeinu Peretz is saying it's a gilui teva ashor, right? We're revealing something. We're not necessarily changing something and making anything new. Rather, we're revealing something and that takes a certain amount of time. As opposed to Rav Meir Rottenberg, who's saying that no, it's a siyas teva chadasha. So you can actually change it to the teva chadasha in a short amount of time. Because you need a prerequisite amount of 30 days. Rather, it's the action itself is creating something new, and that's going to be able to allow you to make the chazakah in our case. And the Drisha actually says it's the same idea what we said before, Rav Meir, that even though we don't pass in Rav Meir, and therefore there's simply no legs to Rav Meir Rottenberg, the answer is that Rabbi Huda would say the Svara makes sense, but we can't apply it because it exists a Kasav. But seemingly, you see this idea of Rabbi Meir. The Svara does apply, and we definitely can't apply Meir Shita when there's no Pasuk, i.e. by no other case as opposed to Shor. Okay, we have one more question, question 11, and then we'll see if we have time in for Mincha, and make Bini happy. Okay. What's the answer of Tosot and what's the answer of Rabbeinu Yonah? So, the Mishnah seemingly says you need 3 months, right, in order to have an Asafta. But he says later on that you only need 1 month. So, the question is, which is it? Is it 1 month? Is it 3 months? What's going on over here? So, Tosot explains as follows that based on the Maharsha, that the Asafta assumed that you were doing a normal Zerina Kesira, right? You need an Achila Chashuva, and if that happens Bechodesh Echad, that's normal, then it's totally fine. However, if you don't have the Zerina and the Kesira occurring at once, then that is a case where you need the 3 months, right? 1 month is not enough if there is no Zerina and Kesira happening at the same time. So again, that you need the Zerina and Kesira, and if that's happening in the same month, then fine, that's going to work. However, if that's not happening at the same time, it's not occurring, you would need 3 months in that case. Rabbeinu Yonah takes a little differently. He says they made the Mishnah Gemara entirely different cases. Right? Maybe when we require 18 months for a field, they need tefuah. But asada amed la asafta, we don't need 3 months. It's different produce, right? So when you have different produce, then maybe the dinner are going to be different as well. Why they need 1 month as opposed to 3. That's Rabbeinu Yonah goes about answering the question. wow, we finished in less than 25 minutes. Geschmack. So I'm more than happy to stay, answer any guys' questions you have. I'm not sure if we have time for mincha, but until next time.